Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So this week we saw up to 75% of staff head back to the workplace, more crowded MRTs, a little bit more noise in the office. It was nice, actually.
Yeah, it is lovely to see people again. A little bit more socialising than before, although at a slight distance.
Yeah.
A little bit of traffic in the CBD that I experienced too. But can we actually expect people to be at the top of their game, I wonder?
And
good question. Sort of keep their vigilance around the virus.
So if what you're describing really is something more dangerous than the virus itself, which is complacency.
Yes.
Or lowered vigilance, because that could cause a restart of what we saw last year.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we all know the government's done a great job preventing the spread of the virus, and there's been all of this rigorous clinical testing to everyone who's showing symptoms. But at the end of the day, we could end up being the weakest link if
it's
we don't follow.
Yeah, I mean, still down to us, right? Or how about this? Environmental testing or checking the environment, you know, things like surfaces, air, or even, say, wastewater, for example. That might be the extra type of testing to give us the edge in fighting this COVID-19 virus.
But then it's quite surprising to find out that it's not very popular with companies here in Singapore. And perhaps that's because there are questions that need to be answered, like how does it really work? And how fast does environmental testing actually detect COVID-19?
Well, to help us out, we've got Andrew Chai, the co-founder and CEO of Scan Micron Lab, on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha.
Very interesting conversation. So you guys, a biotechnology diagnostics company, and you guys offer an innovative and integrated solution for the containment and prevention of the COVID-19 virus. Tell us more about what you guys have to offer.
Sure. Well, Scan Micron Lab was founded last year around mid of 2020. And we're in the business of testing and detecting the presence of COVID virus, also known as SARS-CoV-2, in the environment. These viruses are shared by people carrying the COVID virus, and Scan Micron Lab was founded by four Singaporean sons during that time. So individually, we bring our specialized skills and experience to the company, from medical, pharma to tech. And since last year, we hypothesized that environmental testing is critical and could help make testing more holistic and cheaper when included in our country's COVID defense strategy.
So I'm curious to understand a little bit more about the depth to which you go, because I'm going to give you a slightly silly anecdotal story, which is I bought a new mask the other day and it said that it was a self-sanitizing mask. Now, there are all sorts of claims around things like sanitization. What I wanted to know about your testing is, to what degree, how important is it that we do this sort of testing, and is it for real? I mean, of course it is, but can you just tell us why this takes us another level of understanding these viruses and any bacteria or whatever it is we're trying to protect ourselves from?
Okay, people who carry the virus can be symptomatic and asymptomatic, right? So asymptomatic folks are folks that do not show any symptoms and may not be detected easily. But during the time when they carry the virus, they can start to shed viral particles, we call it. And these viral particles can be deposited on surfaces and breathed into the air. And certainly when they do their daily business, they shed into the wastewater system. So environmental testing can provide an early detection of the presence of these viruses around the environment, indicating that someone, somewhere, is having that virus in them. And that provides a early warning sign. And that's how the science goes with regards to complementing clinical testing. In a recent report in Straits Times, for example, NUS Hostel was detected as being a risk factor using exactly the same idea called environmental testing.
Andrew, so you guys are born during COVID, because middle of last year, right? Wow. So opportunity amidst a crisis. But back to this environmental testing, everything that you talked about sounds a bit troublesome. Like you have to go around checking like the basin, the toilet and all that. I mean, what kind of logistics is involved here?
Actually, it's very simple and it's hassle-free, at least to the people around us who are expert in this regard. And the entire process is really just us studying the site requirement and we identify various touch points, high touch points that are high density and high intensity for human traffic and for people to touch. And then we create electronic identifiers of these touch points using QR code, and we send our field technicians to collect samples and bring it back to the lab to test. Once the test is done, the results are published. It's as simple as that. It's no hassle for our customers.
How long before we get results, though?
On an urgent basis, this can be as fast as an hour and a half. Typically, we do it within 24 hours.
At the beginning of this conversation, we indicated that Singapore companies are not necessarily quick to get on board with environmental testing. What are the challenges in getting companies to understand the importance of doing this, especially now that, you know, 75% of workforces can be back in the office?
That statement is so true. Singapore companies are not quick, but when they see something of value, they are quick. So we do have customers online that are beginning to see the value of environmental testing. When we first started this last year, it took a while before the rest of the world picked up on environmental testing. However, environmental testing as a concept and as a technology has been around for ages. Our principal has been doing environmental testing for 25 years, all in the background. So generally, once companies understand the benefits and the reality that you cannot logistically, and it's very expensive to test human every day. So the way to do it is to test environments that people work in on a regular basis, such as every 2 days, for example.
I want to give you a hypothetical, and maybe you can help me out in terms of a semi-case study. So you now know that we have all these easing of restrictions. And for the MICE industry, you can have up to 750 attendees with testing with effect from the 24th of April. So my question to Andrew is, say we have a situation where we're going to have an event, 750 people are coming in. Can you tell us how environmental testing, right, will complement human testing in order to ensure that the event is safe?
Okay, so in such a scenario where there's a large crowd of people, first is we can do a pre-event testing of the surfaces. So where they will be attending, seats, doorknob, shared spaces. So that's one way to do a quick comb to make sure that the presence of the COVID virus is not pre-existing in that location to begin with. So that's kind of like the baseline. We could also test the air handling unit during the event that has been carried out. People breathe and cough and talk and eat, and all of it is actually circulating in the air. So in a commercial environment, we could test the aircon duct and the aircon air handling unit, which will inevitably pick up some of this. But we have to do it fast, which means we have to do it within the day of the event. And thereafter, we picked up any traces of the COVID virus. We then start contact tracing or inform the event management company to alert the authority for the possible outbreak. If anyone that has been detected thereafter with clinical testing, then the entire cohort of the 700 people probably needs to be quarantined. We can also do this in zones. So we can swap the areas in zones so that we can identify exactly which zone and limit down the number of people within that zone that could be also contaminated. Yeah, so that way you don't have to quarantine or isolate or test all 750 people. You could do it within, say, a size of about maybe 10 or 50 people. That way we can start the clinical testing within a smaller group of people if anything was being captured.
I feel like this is also useful, like on a plane, you know, eventually when travel bubbles happen, you either have been vaccinated or you have had to have gone through a test. You could also use environmental testing to ensure, you know, you don't have to quarantine everybody if you know, the travel bubble allows.
Yeah, absolutely. Even on a plane, one of the things that we are recommending is when the plane lands is to test the sewage within that plane. Like everybody goes to the toilet at some point.
Yeah.
So when we test the sewage, we'll know if it's being captured within the wastewater system within that plane, then somebody on that plane is shedding that virus. If it's clear, then actually the entire plane, they don't even have to self-quarantine. And that's the fastest way actually to determine, rather than put them through a quarantine period of 14 to 21 days, depending on the country, we could know that result within an hour and a half.
Wow, that really changes the game. Speaking of changing the game, and I think this is a very timely conversation because it's emerged this week in the news that Singapore is launching this new certification program for MICE events, meetings, incentives, conventions and exhibitions, which is basically a mark of certification. So it's the SG Safe Events certification, which gives people some assurance that the rules have been followed and that, you know, there has been some sort of measure in place to combat COVID-19 in a space or to combat viruses or any load of the virus being around. How important do you think moves like that will be for Singapore?
I think it's absolutely critical that the rules like this are in place. It is nobody in the world really knows how all the rules have to come together in order to contain the virus. And environmental testing is one of the key components and tool, additional tool, to complement that. We're talking live right now, and there are people who are driving. I even tell my wife that if she's taking a Grab or a taxi, even the cars can be tested on a regular basis, at least on a weekly basis, as an example, because people share common areas. So these rules absolutely need to be in place for travel, and environmental testing is one of the key components that we feel that if it is added in into a broader application across the country, it will certainly help to reduce the cases of import cases, as well as local community cases, and more importantly, help our economy open up our borders.
Okay, Andrew, level with me. Let's talk some business here. Are you in talks with any of these agencies, like, I don't know, the ride-sharing or perhaps schools for that matter? Is this being taken up well?
Yes, we have been in talks with NEA, as an example. They're fully aware of the importance of environmental testing. And I think the cases last year, a couple of cases last year, where there were some unknowns with regards to how the environment has affected it, created a great awareness. Of course, our National Environmental Agency understands this very well and have been doing that on the background. There are a few technologies out there in the world that is able to support what NEA is doing, but we believe we have the best accuracy and the most portable solution, meaning you can do it on site, which is very important, that to bring everything back to the lab, which takes time. So these agencies are the ones that are in constant conversation with us. Schools, for example, yes, absolutely. We have also spoken, especially with preschools. We've done a couple of projects even for camps, which Ministry of Education was involved. Just do a sweep to make sure that the environment they're in and the children they're in are absolutely safe.
So I've got to ask you one of the crucial questions. As our friend here in the studio, Ryan Huang, always says, you'll take something on. If the price is right... And I was quite curious, sort of the pricing around this. And, you know, we were talking about Grab drivers earlier. The onus is on who to make the payments or to set up that agreement.
Well, you know, interestingly, when we started this, not long after we did a poll of about 650 people, and we had various responses of people telling us how they feel. So our results, which was independently done, was 89% of the consumers feel and fear that they can be infected by a contaminated environment, and they rightfully should be afraid. But with environmental testing, we can reduce that number significantly. Now, more than 50% didn't mind paying businesses more for this insurance, right? So where places and businesses are COVID-safe, restaurants and so on, you have the assurance that your family can work, dine and play with a complete peace of mind. And 79% feel safer visiting a place that's regularly tested and certified COVID safe. So commercially, this can be done for as low as about $100 a week as a test. Okay. To ensure safety and peace of mind.
Okay, Andrew, final question. Your technology, if we implement it island-wide or worldwide, can constant environmental testing help us discover the next great virus before it spreads around the world? If it was in the Wuhan market, could you guys have saved the day?
Well, environmental testing has been around for decades. COVID, SARS-CoV-2 is a new virus that started in 2019. So to answer your question, it will certainly be added to. Will it stop the next pandemic? The answer is if it's done cohesively and within a country, even for example, around the world, will definitely need a coordinated effort between governments. But within a country, certainly that can be a great head start. We're looking at you know, advance warning within 7 days instead of what it would have been, had it not been done, it would have been weeks or months before a pandemic happened. So the answer is yes.
Makes a difference.
Yep, big difference. So the principal has been doing that. And when this pandemic happened, they very quickly came out with the technology within a couple of months to be able to handle environmental testing for that specific strain of viruses. So to answer your question, it is yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Andrew Chai, co-founder and CEO of ScanMicron Lab. Andrew, take care and stay safe.
Take care. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.